Hi everyone, my name is Marissa and I'm the Social Media and Content Coordinator at AFL Sports Ready. And today I am joined by proud Noongar man Mason Garbled, who is currently completing his traineeship at Melbourne Football Club and studying a Certificate 3 in Business. Now this podcast is part of a series of interviews in partnership with the National Careers Institute to highlight the real stories of young people who choose a traineeship in the AFL industry as their career pathway. This series includes current and former trainees demonstrating the benefits of the traineeship program and how this pathway allows them to follow their passions. So today we'll be chatting all things footy and traineeships and getting an insight from Mason what it is like to work at a footy club who are in the finals. So let's get into it. Mason, over to you. So thanks for coming today to our podcast.
Oh, thank you.
So Mason, what or why did you take on a traineeship in the first place?
I always wanted to live in Melbourne. I am originally from Bunbury in WA. I've always been a massive footy fan. And I've been to Melbourne twice before moving here, and I always knew that I'd wanted to end up here. So I just simply applied and hoped, you know, that things could work out, and ended up interviewing with Sports Ready and the Melbourne Footy Club. And, it's been great ever since. That was, my main goal was to get here. And now that I'm here, I want to stay.
That's so good, Mason. Hey, what team did you grow up barracking for?
I actually initially grew up going for St Kilda. Still do.
Yeah.
But... this is why I wanted to move to Melbourne, being a Saints supporter. Not really allowed to mention it that too much in the office.
Do you have a soft spot for Melbourne though now? Are you pretty
definitely. You see all the wins, you celebrate with the team. Obviously it's not the best end to the season, but no, definitely will have a soft spot in the future for Melbourne.
That's amazing. So Mason, tell me about your traineeship. What are you doing in your traineeship? What's your role about?
I'm a memberships officer. So we first and foremost support the members who have any questions about their memberships or accessing games, anything regarding their merchandise pack that arrives. Every day with a team of about 8 of us, we'll be answering the phones, which also covers the entire club's phone system as well. So we, patch them through to other departments. Emails that come in, everything regarding the club comes through to us as well. We're sort of that first point of contact for a general member of the public or anyone outside of the club who wants to get in touch with us. Selling memberships, of course. Trying to get that drive in for the club, because memberships are a big way AFL clubs run and supported. So it's definitely an important role, and I feel very valued being a part of it. And it's very exciting. You get to chat all day about the footy, and you can't complain about that.
That's pretty amazing. And I bet you hear some pretty amazing stories as well, or you get to know a lot of the members. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially the long-standing supporters will like to mention that they are very long-supporting supporters. And it's always great to hear about members who were at the last grand final, in the 60s and things like that. So. It's always been great to hear, and makes you feel a little bit more special about the club it's their favorite club and I'm a part of it and I get to enjoy it with them.
That's amazing. And I feel like you'd know footy, like in and out basically. I feel like you really know your footy.
Yeah, it's good to sort of touch up and they really keep you on your toes when you're talking footy with actual footy professionals. I'm only ever used to talking about it with family, you know, at lunches or Christmas dinner or something, you know, when the conversation starts. But here you really got to be knowledgeable.
Wow. But I just, yeah, it would be amazing to love the game so much and actually get to do that all day, every day in your job. I mean, like, it feels like you really love what you do, and that's pretty special.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely been exceeded my expectations, you know, tenfold in that, when I got here, I had sort of no idea about anything regarding the footy world. I just always only ever been a fan, and being a part of it here as a professional, it's pretty special.
So special. So what was it like, Mason, working at Melbourne Football Club when it was, you know, when you guys were in the finals, when it was quite, when it was, what was the vibe like? What was the energy like? Tell me all about it.
It was hectic. The first final against Sydney, the qualifying final, was the biggest crowd I'd been to in person, and the biggest crowd all year as well. So it was pretty special to be a part of. We're working overboard, making sure that we can just focus on the footy and we don't have to worry about anything else that happens. All the other departments in our offices include, you know, events and functions, the partnerships, the community team, everything was sort of in a little bit of overdrive, but it was a good sort of busy, and it was just exciting. You know, we all got around together as a club before and after each game of the finals. It felt pretty special to be a part of it. And every single person in the office, you know, chips in some effort and gets rewarded and you know, recognized because of it. And I mean, ultimately we didn't get the big award, the big flag, but being here, a part of it was, yeah, my first ever final was that qualifying final. It was a pretty special moment. And then obviously not getting the win hurts, but no, the atmosphere, the feeling in the air was pretty, pretty special.
Wow, that is incredible. I can't even imagine just the feeling of what you have experienced. And I feel like, yeah, not many people can, you know, say that they've experienced that feeling, like working in the club, you know, finals time. I mean, like, it would have just been so much adrenaline and just like, oh yeah, it would have been amazing, amazing, amazing. And so now back to work is just, you know, after the weekend, is it just back to normal, back to, you know, doing what you're doing and things like that? What are you doing now? How has your role changed from prior to finals?
This first week after losing has been pretty quiet. Not many people want to interact with the club. So that initial sort of, you know, contact from supporters and that has died down a little bit, which is understandable. But no, we'll be gearing up towards 2023. We officially start for renewals very soon. So we'll just be getting everything in the computer system ready to go, or the marketing and things like that are centered around it will be completed and worked on. Everyone's going to be chipping in, which is feel pretty special to be a part of something as important as you know, the marketing, even though with very little experience I have, everyone's opinion is valued and taken in. So being a part of that will be pretty exciting. Just a couple months now and we'll be good to go. And then, of course, just watching the rest of the footy as it goes. You know, we're all footy fans. We'll be excited to see who wins. Either way, it's we'll be geared up to go.
Yeah, amazing. Do you feel like you've grown a lot through this traineeship? I mean, what sort of skills have you gained since starting?
It's pretty, yeah, it's been good. It's been very educational. I definitely have grasped a lot more knowledge getting here than mainly like a lot of business things that will come up, marketing, you know, why decisions are made, why we can't do this, why we can't do that, has been very important. I'm always asking questions and wanting to learn as much as I can, not just on the footy side of it, but the business side. It's been good. I obviously don't want to give out too many trade secrets, but no, it's getting to know the ins and outs of something as simple as an email advertising discounts, like something as simple as that, to know the ins and outs and to get my head around it all. It's been pretty amazing and special. And of course, the Sports Ready traineeship, the certificate I'll be completing, has also been, you know, obviously very useful for me.
Absolutely. When do you complete, Mason?
I finish up in March. So it's 12 months. I arrived here in Melbourne in March, and I've got until the start of next season, pretty much, to get as much experience and knowledge in. And I definitely give hints that I would like to stay on full time afterwards.
Of course,
But either way, I can't be anything but grateful, because so far it's only 6 or so months in now, and it's been pretty special.
Amazing. So, Mason, how has your traineeship given you an opportunity to work in a career that you, giving you the opportunity to do something that you love? Like, how has this traineeship helped you to kickstart a career in the AFL?
It's been a massive help, and I definitely wouldn't be anywhere near where I am without it. I wouldn't have as much knowledge or anything about the behind the scenes of a footy club without it. I've met so many great people. The AFL world is very, very welcoming and understanding, and likes to take in people from all walks of life. So you get to hear some great stories from everyone who you meet along the way. It's been awesome. And I definitely want to stay within the AFL world. I don't think I'll ever want to work anywhere else, because there's just something different about it. It's you got to really be a part of it to know, and I can't really explain, but it's just, for me anyway, it's the perfect fit. Growing up and having all the different jobs I've had, none of them compare to what I've got right now.
That's incredible. Beautiful answer, Mason. Thank you so much. So if there was a young person, interested in working, interested in doing a traineeship, your advice would definitely be probably go for it, right?
Oh, most definitely. It doesn't hurt to apply. I'd have thought a bloke like myself, being from Bunbury, applying for a job or traineeship at the footy clubs and Melbourne's just in Pacific, I would not have thought that I would have had a chance. But it doesn't, you just got to apply, you never know. I scored an interview and knocked it out of the park and ended up being here. And just definitely just give it a crack, because you never know. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, that is awesome advice. And Mason, I'm sure your family are pretty pumped with, what's going on, your traineeship. How are they? Are they excited for you?
Oh yeah, definitely. I got a lot of jealous questions from friends and family back home. How the hell did you end up there? who do you know at Melbourne Footy Club? And I said literally no one. It's not necessarily about who you know. It's just, you just got to try and apply. But everyone back home has been very excited for me. They know how much I've always wanted to move to Victoria and Melbourne. And everyone just seems to be a little bit jealous, which is understandable, because we're pretty much living the dream here. But I reward that that praise and the jealousy with some nice gifts that I send back home. So they tend to be happy and not as mad then.
They love that. You have all the hookups. Even what you're wearing is awesome right now. Is that a uniform?
Yeah, so obviously uniform is the same gear that all the players and the coaches and everything wear. My first day was receiving the uniform, and it did feel very special. And I try and wear it every day because it sort of reminds me in the morning that, yeah, this is actually what I'm doing. I'm actually working here. And I get some some hard to find stuff like this NAM beanie from Indigenous Round.
Awesome. I love that beanie.
No longer for sale, so
definitely
hang on to it.
Yeah, your uniform's amazing. Really cool. Yeah, the first thing I noticed, I was like, oh, that's so cool, you get to wear that.
Yeah, I mean, I've had merchandise from footy clubs, and or everyone has a shirt or a jersey or something, but the fact that I got given this and I've got to wear it, of course, every game day, but even when I'm in the office during the week like today, I don't have to wear it, but I would love wearing it.
Yeah, I would be wearing that every day, seriously. It's so cool. So Mason, what is your background?
Yeah, so I'm a Noongar man from Bunbury, which is the Wadandi mob of the Noongar people down in the southwest of WA. Originally, I was born and raised in Perth, but grew up most of my life in Bunbury, in WA there. I've got a big family. I've got three older brothers, and everyone, of course, is a footy fan. Professional experience, I've worked in Aboriginal health and mental health, so I've got on a lot of good people skills and things like that I've learnt from those jobs, and I've carried all of my experience and knowledge into this role, and I hope that it can take me to where I want to go, which is ultimately, staying here full time at a club, specifically Melbourne as well. I would definitely like to stay here. Everyone back home has been cheering me on, and very, very grateful. And that's pretty much it.
That's amazing. So is your mentor Ralphie at in your traineeship?
Yeah. Yeah. So Ralph, he's an Indigenous mentor for Indigenous trainees.
Yeah.
I had a couple meetings with him and had a few chats, especially when I first got here. Just having that recognizable sort of voice. He understands, the differences between Indigenous and non-Indigenous cultures and the way we like to talk, the way we like to act. It was it's definitely refreshing, especially being in a new environment for myself. Having him there has been, very good. And, just very, very happy with how everyone's been sort of treating me with the traineeship, not just the sports ready guys, but the Melbourne Footy Club and everyone else. It's been made this whole transition a lot easier, and definitely wouldn't be here without the help from everyone.
That's awesome. Sounds like you're so supported, both in not only, like you said, AFL Sports Ready, but the Melbourne Football Club. I've only heard amazing things about trainings that have worked there. So yeah, amazing, Mason. Well, I think that's about it for the questions that I have for you. Thank you so, so, so much, Mason, for your time today. You answered everything beautifully, and it's just so inspiring to see how passionate you are about what you do. And I can see you going really, 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 really far in this industry. So thank you again, and thanks to everyone for listening in. To find out more about our traineeship program and the opportunities it can lead you to, head over to our website, aflsportsready.com.au. We'll see you next time. Thanks.